I'm Christopher Springman. It's National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and for actor Terrence Howard, it's personal, as this month and, well, every month are reminders of what might have been different in the life of a very important woman he loved.
Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our next guest shares Terrence Howard's passion for colorectal cancer screening. She is physician Dr. Deborah Nagel, chief of colon and rectal surgery at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, a teaching hospital of Harvard Medical School. Dr. Nagel joins us from Boston, Massachusetts. Doctor, it's a joy to have you on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.
Thank you, Christopher. It's a pleasure to be here.
I was very touched by the words of Terrence Howard, and I think the points that he makes are very poignant and salient to our discussion here. Colorectal cancer screening saves lives. If everyone age 50 years old or older were screened regularly, as many as 60% of deaths from this cancer could be avoided. And I believe Terrence Howard feels that perhaps his mother's death was very, very premature. What are your thoughts, Doctor?
I think that colorectal cancer is the only cancer that we can currently prevent by performing a test. When patients get screened for breast cancer or prostate cancer, we're looking for the cancer that's already occurred. With colonoscopy, it's screening for colorectal cancer, we're looking for the polyp, that is the precursor lesion before the cancer. And by removing it, we can prevent cancer.
Well, I had a colonoscopy several years ago, and I must say it was a very painless procedure. And yes, the physician found a polyp and lassoed it, is that the term? And removed it, sent it off to pathology, and it was benign. One of the two most beautiful words in the English language, normal and benigns. And I walked out of the procedure, and later after hearing the pathology results, just aglow, I must say. It was a wonderful feeling.
It is a wonderful feeling for patients knowing that they've done something to help themselves and protect themselves and protect their loved ones.
Our guest is Dr. Deborah Nagel, chief of colon and rectal surgery at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, a teaching hospital of Harvard Medical School. Who is at risk, doctor, for colorectal cancer?
Christopher, all Americans are at risk. Colorectal cancer is the number 2 or 3 diagnosed cancer in men and women in the United States, and it is the number 2 killer of men and women with cancer deaths. So all of us are at risk, and one of the most common misconceptions that patients have is, no one in my family has it, so I'm not really at risk. 85% of people who get colorectal cancer have no family history.
But why such an emphasis on screening? I know you mentioned that it's the only cancer prevented by removing the precursor lesion or polyp, but you've also suggested, too, that 90% or more of the earliest stage cancers are entirely curable. That's a remarkable statistic.
It's a wonderful statistic that should hopefully compel more people to undergo screening. And the reason that we emphasize screening is because these early stage cancers or polyps frequently never show any symptoms. So the patients feel entirely well, and yet they're harboring this potential time bomb in their body. The only way we can find it, the best way we can find it, is to do a colonoscopy.
What is the magic number in terms of age for testing?
Well, we currently recommend that all Americans begin screening at age 50 with a colonoscopy. That's because the most common time for patients to present or have colorectal cancer show up is in their 60s. And we know that it takes a while for a polyp to turn into a cancer. So the recommendations are based on working backwards from the time when people most commonly get the cancer in their 60s. Hence, we recommend you start at 50. The good news is that if you screen at 50 and you're an average risk American and you have a normal colonoscopy, you really don't have to have another colonoscopy for some time, at least probably 7 to 10 years. So it's not like showing up every year for a mammogram or a prostate exam.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I then asked Dr. Nagel about the public service announcement we just heard with Latino actor Jimmy Smits. Part of a series on colorectal cancer awareness and screening sponsored by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which also includes actors Terrence Howard and Morgan Freeman. Coincidentally or not coincidentally, these three gentlemen are all men of color. Are people of color at risk or at higher risk than the population as a whole? Or are there just a set of circumstances that people of color need to be aware of?
You know, Christopher, colorectal cancer strikes men and women equally. And as far as we know, there's not a genetic predisposition to a higher incidence for colorectal cancer, except in people who have a family cancer syndrome. But that doesn't seem to be racially based. Unfortunately, a lot of people in minority groups don't have as good access to health care, and so therefore they tend to present with cancer found at a later stage. So the death rates amongst people of color can be higher from these cancers than they would be from patients who are not from a minority background.
Terrence Howard mentioned that his mother died of colorectal cancer, which is the basis of his show, and then he was wise enough to realize that he needed to be tested too. There is something called familial polyposis. What is familial polyposis?
It's a rare, uncommon genetic syndrome where patients inherit or develop a mutation that leads their colon to become carpeted with polyps. And those patients are essentially guaranteed to get colorectal cancer. They are the smallest group of patients who have inherited colorectal cancers. What is more common is for families to have a clustering of cancers across generations, and they tend to be in certain areas. So many times we'll see cancer at an earlier age, but more on the right side of the colon. Or we'll see it clustered in a group, a family grouping that also has a smattering of cases of breast cancer or endometrial cancer.
As Terrence Howard discovered, knowing one's family medical history is really crucial as a predictor for future disease, especially medical history about first-degree relatives. Is that true?
I agree completely. It's just surprising still that when patients are confronted with a new diagnosis or a new problem, and then they go back and query the members of their family, they find that, indeed, grandmom did have something really wrong with her belly, and it turned out to be cancer, and that there are other syndromes or problems that they need to be screened for. I think open communication, which wasn't really the practice in years gone by, is important.
For more information, contact the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at cdc.gov. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.